Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 8th, 2024. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, it was a bit of a mixed bag for the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the upside was crude oil, up over 2%. We saw most U.S. equity indices eke their way into positive territory, with the S&P equal weight leading the way to the upside there, just up 29 basis points. From there on the downside, we saw AGG down 23 basis points, and the Russell 2000 close Friday down 34 basis points. Taking a look at the chart of the S&P 500, still holding firm at support here at 4,700. In truth, they may have been mentioned in videos prior, but wouldn't be too surprising to see a pullback to this 4,600 level as a prior level of resistance that had been in place on the chart. So that's a level we would also keep an eye on. But if we're able to continue to hold this support here at 4,700, this would just really be more of a normalization of current price levels, somewhat more of a healthier piece action, if you would, or the favorable chart action that we would like to see. But at the moment, if we can still hold this support ultimately, then reverse back up along with this weekly overbought oversold reading, moving to their normal levels, or what we consider closer to normal levels, that is a positive. So we'll continue to monitor that as well. But again, just bear in mind that 4,600 level. Continue to see the Russell 2000 pull back now to that 1950 level on its chart, looking at prior resistance here at 1920 as potential support, as well as seeing additional summit in the upper 1800s from there. We also see that pullback back in December that marked at 1850, just below the middle of the trading band. Now, we have seen a little bit of action last week on the chart of crude oil, but nothing that's really changed its technical picture just as of yet. It reversed back into X's on Thursday. Mere move above 77 would return it to a buy signal. Still would need to see it move above 80 to clear that near-term resistance, and then from there, take out the bearish resistance line. At the moment, would take a move above 83. Now, looking at some of the indicators, we did see some reversals on the bullish percent for the index related indicators that we follow. In this case, this is the bullish percent for the S&P small cap 600, carat BP, SP, SML, measuring the percentage of stocks that are on point and figure buy signals on their chart within the S&P 600. Reversed down following Friday's action there to 66% after it moved up to 72%, its highest level since June of 2021. So, are starting to see some stocks move back to sell signals, seeing that participation decrease from recent high marks on that, especially for the BP SML. Also saw the bullish percent for the S&P Midcap 400 reverse down into O's. Saw the NASDAQ 100 bullish percent reverse down last week. Still see the S&P 500 holding firm here, but showing the potential not quite within 1%, but we have seen that current value draw back a little bit. So, may keep an eye on that one reversing down into O's as well. For the rest of the week, it's going to be something that you hear talked about. Earnings begin at the end of this week. At least the big part of what we refer to as the earnings season begins at the end of this week, beginning with JP Morgan, JPM. 4 for 5 currently has rallied up to 172, matching its prior high here from October of 2021. At this point, a little elevated right now, not much support until we get in that 158 level, which is a prior level of resistance. So may see it reverse down here. If it does, it would do so with a move below 166. As again, it trades in overbought territory right now, I'm suggesting the potential that you might see that. Now, move above 174 would mark a new high for it. But at the moment, the only support level we see on the default chart there, at least near perm, if you would call it that, would be at 158 right there at the middle of the trading band. So just something to keep in mind for JPM, along with 174 being a new potential high. Delta DAL is also reporting on Friday, 2 for 5, reversed down last week into O's there at 39 after showing some improvement through November and December. Unlike some leisure stocks, we hadn't really seen some of these airlines improve as much. Ultimately, they still most have fairly negative technical pictures. Delta maybe has a slightly better one than most within the airlines specifically, but 2 for 5 at the moment doesn't really give you much to write home about as it trades in a negative trend. Just recently put in a lower top. From here, return to a buy signal would come with move above 43. In most cases, it may be one new. If you see a rally here, return to a buy signal may look to lighten up here as that technical picture really hasn't improved much over the past 2 years, and you've been fairly range bound. So outside of really and it didn't even have that much of a dividend there at 1%. So generally speaking, if it is able to rally and break out here at 143, maybe an opportunity to lighten up on it a little bit for those who have held it long term or possibly near term. But from here, we obviously see support here in the low 30s, pretty significant long term support. Would be surprised to see it pull back that far, but potential of the middle of the trading band there at 37 wouldn't be surprising as well. So keep an eye on the support here in the lower 30s for those long term holders again. And if you see a rally and break to the upside there at 43, may look to lighten up on it as its technical picture just isn't that strong anymore. And it's really been fairly range bound over the past 2 years. Last one we're talking about is going to be United Health, UNH, 4 for 5. Reversed up with last week's action, but still coming up to that stubborn resistance there at 552, which has been in place since April of 2022. So really interesting to see that it's coming right back up to this level again. I have seen consecutive buy signals. Earnings are in the offing here, very close. So we'll see if it's able to finally push above that move and move above 560 for a new high there and clear that resistance that's really been in place for almost 2 years now. So really kind of an impressive level of resistance in that fact. But from there, still see support at 520 as well as additionally at 480 with the bullish support line. Now, those are just a few of the major ones that we see that will begin reporting on Friday. As we begin earnings season, as always, if you have a particular question about a chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.